Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy Sixers openers. That's right. It's opening night, opening tip. Bleep you, Ben. Daryl Morey yesterday with Mikey Miss. What a statement. Let's get right to it. If you're going to handle this thing, that was textbook. That's the textbook way. You all right, Junis?
Yes. Yeah,
that's the textbook way.
Coffee went down the wrong tube.
That's the textbook way of handling this insanity, right? This incredible insanity that has transpired. You know what? It was perfect. First of all, great job by Mikey Miss. Great interview. I loved Daryl. I loved what he had to say. I thought it was, hey, we're not backing down. We're not going to be told by Ben Simmons. We're not going to be hijacked. We're not going to be held hostage by Ben Simmons and the rantings of a child. That ain't happening. I ain't happening. And that's basically what he told you. And I love it. I love this stance, which is, hey, Ben, you want to play? Welcome back, buddy. Welcome back. Be with us. You're good. You're welcome. Come on in. I'm going to hug it out. Do an Ari Gold and hug it out with you. Right? Like, that's perfect. You don't want to do that? All right. Well, you're suspended. And you'll be suspended again and again and again and again. And you're not getting a dollar. All right? You're not getting a cent. You're not getting a quarter. All right? You're not going back to L.A., and I'm paying you. And that's not happening. And no, by the way, I'm not trading you for a bag of basketballs, right? I'm not trading you for pennies on the dollar. Uh-uh. I'm not giving in to your whims. That's not happening. And that was his message loud and clear to Simmons and his brother. All right? Bottom line, fellas, get your head out of your ass, all right? Grow up, wake the bleep up, and get in here and play ball and be a real teammate, all right? Because you're not getting what you want. If you got to rot for 4 years, and I applaud it all day long. I applaud it. First of all, you solve nothing by giving him away for a bunch of role players. Morey said it eloquently. We love our role players. We got role players that can win a championship. But what we need is an all-star caliber player. And if it's Ben Simmons, great. And if it's not Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons has to be traded for one. And that's it. And they will accept nothing short of that. You know, well before your time, there was a trade, and you've heard about it ad nauseum. And it was the Charles Barkley trade. They traded Charles for Andrew Lang, Tim Perry, Jeff Hornacek. Now, none of those guys were young, all right? There were no draft picks. There were no young. They were heading into a rebuild, except they traded Charles Barkley, top 50 player in the NBA. They traded him for three stiffs, all right? Three, like Hornacek could play a little bit, but it was like three veterans that didn't want to be here. It was horrible, and it set the franchise back for a decade, all right? A decade, it set the franchise back. We suffered too much during the process to let that happen again. I'm not letting it happen. You can't let it happen again. I'm acting like I'm making decisions. I get so caught up in this thing because I look at how we have suffered as a fan base, all right? How we cared about this franchise. And it's not going down the toilet because of Ben Simmons' childish behavior. It's not happening. All right? You cannot give in. It's like, I won't bargain. Uh-uh. You want to come back and do the right thing? You're welcome. Open arms. You don't? Then you sit and rot without a quarter. Good luck. You're going to hear from Ben coming up. Excuse me. You're going to hear from Daryl on Ben coming up, and you'll hear the Mike Miss interview. It's fabulous if you somehow missed it yesterday. Good morning, Tunis.
What's going on, man?
It's a football Friday, too.
Yeah, it is a football Friday now that I've
heard. I'm so fired up over this thing.
Well,
I'm incensed.
No, Daryl was fantastic yesterday, man. I mean, great job by Mike Misnelli. I mean, that was
don't mess with the eel.
No, that was fantastic yesterday. And he put it down around the table. He said, oh, I could sit here for 4 more years. I love it, dude. It's fantastic. And then you get the fake back injury story yesterday that Woj reports, and the team doctors checked on the back and he was fine. I saw one thing was great. There was a fantasy, you know, one of these Roto Worlds or whatever, and they do the injury reports.
So right.
When you're making your plays and your
defenses. Yeah.
And they labeled Ben Simmons doubtful fake back injury. So it's now become like a national joke where, like, these betting companies are putting fake back injury down.
No, he's
it's fantastic.
No, he's going to show up. He's going to show up with the neck brace.
Yeah.
Right? Like the dude who slipped and fall in court.
Yes.
Suing the insurance company.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's going to do that probably. You're right.
I mean, this is a joke. I gotta say one thing. I can't believe that we're in this middle of this lunacy, that he's faking injuries.
Yeah.
That he wanted to fake a COVID exposure. I've never seen anything like it.
He's trying to do whatever he can to get out of things.
Where is your pride?
He doesn't have any.
Like, you got to have some pride.
He's got none,
an ounce
dude.
Of pride. This is a guy who don't want to shoot because he doesn't want to look bad. All right? Because he doesn't want to look bad. He doesn't want to shoot. But yet, he'll fake injuries and COVID exposure, and you name it, wear a neck brace.
That's Simo the Savage, bro.
Oh, my God. He's a psychopath.
That's Simo the Savage. You know that's his gamer name? Simo the Savage?
Oh, God.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
So when they posted the photos of his house that's for sale, in his gaming room, he has in neon lights, like the old beer things. Simo the Savage.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. His own nickname.
Well, we know somebody who lives across the street. And I got to tell you, I got no time to look at that house.
No?
I want to vomit.
You don't want the Simo the Savage lights?
When I think about, you know, the spoils given to that spoiled mother father.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
He's been handed absolutely everything since coming into the league.
It's a disgrace.
And he's not giving it back. And now he's
going to
fake injuries. Oh. I told you he was going to fake an injury. I thought it was going to happen after the first practice. I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did.
Yeah.
3 days.
Yeah. Do they go home at night, him and his brother, and go, hey,
good job today, man.
How about we, I know what we're going to do. We're going to fake a back injury. All right. Then they got to pay you.
Yeah. And then they go, oh, wait, I have to be evaluated by the team doctor. And I was cleared.
All right, Ben, touch your toe.
You know what happened? He was like, does this hurt, Ben? Ow. Yeah, that hurt. Don't touch there.
He's such a Fugazi.
Yeah, he's a loser.
I can't believe
what
a Fugazi. And the thing is that if he would just show up and play and then get traded, I mean, that's all you got to do.
Yeah. That's what he wants. He wants to be out of here. But
I don't
he won't show up and
why
play.
You can't come
he
back
can't
and
face
play.
The wrath of the evil Philadelphia sports fans.
It's not even the fans. It's not. It's not.
Yeah,
really
that's going to be one of his excuses.
Well, we know that that's not
true.
What's
the point of me playing? Because I know I'm just going to get booed. I saw, oh, my God, dude. We have another list, another name to add to the list.
Today, here's what we're doing today, all right? Today, we make a list of our enemies.
Yes.
Because we're going to have a declaration of war. And I want the enemy list. I'm going to tell you a true story.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this story.
Think about it.
Yeah, let me think about it.
All right, well, I'll tell you one of the names that we're going to add to the list because I saw this yesterday.
All right.
Vince Carter.
Really?
Yeah, Vince Carter did some sort of interview with some guy that's never been right with one report. And Vince Carter.
Who's that? Wendy?
No.
Dumas?
Scoop Robinson. He's been wrong on literally everything.
Scoop.
And yet people follow him. I don't know why.
The Scoop?
Yeah, he scoops things. But
I'll take Scoop Jardine.
Vince Carter said it's already hard to play on the road because you get booed. But now he's going to be basically playing 2 road games every single time he plays. Or has been. Vince Carter thinks he's been booed for 3 years now.
Bleep you, Vince Carter.
But, dude, like, stop making stuff up. Yeah, it's already hard to play on the road, but now
these guys
are
the worst.
82 road games.
These guys are the worst. They are. They're pathetic. I swear to God, I hate them. I'm so ready to wage war. So Vince Carter, Keyshawn Johnson again was at it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. So Professor Provolone monitored that situation, said that he called Maxey and Thybul trash.
What?
Yes. Keyshawn Johnson, we know nothing about. He don't know anything about football.
Yeah, that's true.
Let alone basketball. Like, that dude was the dumbest wide receiver ever in the history of freaking NFL. Are you kidding me?
That means he has not watched a second of Sixers basketball.
And did Jay Will agree? Another guy who acts like he's George Gervin. did nothing in the league. Was a stiff.
Yeah, I can't. These Duke dudes. Like, why are we lying?
It's unbelievable. It's all fiction. It's fiction. It's one of the. It's unbelievable.
I wonder if Ben watches these shows and goes, "Yeah, you're right. They are trash." Like, does Ben watch?
Keyshawn called Maxey and Thybul trash.
Oh my God.
Jay Will laughed. Max tried to defend them, but Keyshawn drug him. They also ripped Maury for 10 minutes for talking bleep on Mike's show. What? How could you rip Maury? These dudes, you know what it is? It's the fraternity. Go bleep yourselves, all y'all, all right? It's to the point where I'm starting to get red hate.
But this is the worst fraternity. Like, it's not like, oh, that guy's a good coach. You know, you guys ran him out of town. Like, I remember Keyshawn said that, too, because, hey, you ran the Super Bowl coach out of town when he joined you last season.
Yeah.
Like, what is this fraternity? Ben Simmons, he's doing
fraternity
something.
Fraternity of morons.
That's what it is.
Of entitled.
We've never seen this before.
Morons who got lucky, like, who hit the lottery.
He's got four years left on his deal.
No,
and it's making stuff up.
No, they're the worst. By the way, thanks to T. Will. Emmanuel Acho.
Oh, yeah, he's
on that list
for sure.
That fraud, talking about a guy who couldn't play, another thief who couldn't play, clown, out, Acho, out.
And he said that the Philadelphia fans never supported him.
Yeah.
That's another one. Vince Carter and Acho are saying that. What are you guys talking about?
They're just straight up liars.
Just watch 1 second of Sixers basketball in the past 3 years.
Liars. You're all liars.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
You're making stuff up. You got no pride.
Richard Jefferson, add him to the list.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Kincaid was talking about it yesterday. Apparently, Richard Jefferson was ripping the Sixers. And
really?
They screwed up the situation. Yeah. I heard John talking about it. So
that's great. I love this. I love the Legion of Fools. They don't even know. They have no concept of what happened here. And yet they want to blather on in their idiocy because they just look at another athlete. Pathetic. You know what? I'm so close right now. I'm so aggravated. If it's not for Embiid, I might just give it up.
Give what up?
Sports.
Really?
Like my two guys here. Sean, brother.
Wes.
And Wes.
It's a good name, Wes. I like it.
Strong name, Wes. Yeah.
Sean's all right.
So Sean and Wes are engineers, right? And they don't like sports, right? In fact, every week, Sean is a joke because every week, Sean starts laughing like, why do you bother by this stuff? And he just looks at me with a wry smile and shakes his head like, you really waste your time with this stuff, huh?
Well, we were here last week. We're here every single Friday, 2900 Street Road, Ben Salem. And it was the day after the Buccaneers game. And you had the Nick Sirianni press conference where he says the team has no identity. And you went off. And there's Sean just sitting there with a smile because he goes, yeah, I don't care. It must be nice.
I mean, God bless. My man Deshaun doesn't care. You know, he oh, my God. So who went? It would be so easy, because I have another enemy coming up. It would be so easy to just not care because these people are so unlikable.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. You're too attached. You've put way too many years.
I love Embiid so much. And Tobias. Like, I want them to be vindicated.
Let me ask you something, because we had conversations about this not too long ago, right when COVID was going on at the beginning and baseball was screwing everything up. We were obviously all pro player. Are you starting to take turn a little bit? Are you more pro organization, at least in the NBA?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm close. So how about this one? How about this? Blake on Instagram says, you ready? Add Dwight Howard to the list of enemies. Okay?
Did he say something recently? I know he was.
He said this. How about this? Blake said he told Kelsey to just play football and he should support Ben instead and try to help him. Thank you, Blake.
All right, Dwight Howard.
Blake McGeehan.
Dwight Howard picked up a foul just saying that.
Wait, dude, how could you possibly help to support him? Support him for what? Dwight Howard, he was on this team.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a flaming $3 bill, all right? Three bleeping dollar bill is Dwight Howard, who sucked when he was here. He was horrible. He was unplayable in the playoffs. And he's solid. He's such a loser. I mean, you can't get a bigger loser than Dwight Howard because he didn't even care that he lost. His teammate completely abandoned him. And they lost, and he's a prideless mother father who didn't even care.
Yeah, meanwhile, look what he did.
Supported.
Ran right back to LeBron.
He
ran right back to LeBron because he knows he's going to win there or has a chance of winning there and not here.
Oh, my God, how pathetic.
He's a fraud. There's a lot of frauds out there, man.
Oh, my God, Fugazi's of the first already. We're just barely into the first segment of the show, and we got five enemies.
We got a starting five?
Vince Carter, Keyshawn Johnson, Emmanuel Acho, Richard Jefferson, Dwight Howard. And I got news for you. By the end of the show, I'm going to need a new legal pad. All right?
Well, you got the obvious ones. Ben's obviously on there, and Rich Paul's on there.
No, I'm not putting Rich Paul on there.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You said he's going rogue.
Yep. If we're going to make a real list... A real list of enemies.
Are you putting Jay Williams on there? Has he reached enemy status?
I mean, Keyshawn's got it. Like, you know, Keyshawn's there. Let him represent.
Okay. That show. He'll represent the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. This is amazing. It's a Football Friday, too. The boys are in Vegas. You hear that?
Yeah. They were up. 1 a.m. was their wake-up call. Vegas time. They sounded good.
Yeah,
I wonder if they went to bed or not.
You know, it's funny. We did
out.
The show, the bro and I, when we did the morning show from the Sixers Summer League to watch, you ready? Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, that's right.
We were there.
And you saw him taking jump shots.
Yeah.
And you saw him making those jump shots.
And we were in Vegas and we broadcast 3-7.
And you saw this man, you went, oh my God, this guy could
I
be,
loved
really,
him. I
this
did.
Guy
I
could
love
be
him.
Really good.
I don't understand. Support him. How could you rip down on Maury? I mean, he's saying, listen, if you come back, we're gonna hug it out. How could you rip Daryl Morey?
I don't know. Free Ben Simmons. I saw that tweeted a few times. Like, come on, guys.
Who said that?
There's a couple people that respond to our station. Like, they're actual, like, Ben Simmons plants, probably. But yeah, Free Ben. Remember Free Ja? It's Free Ben Simmons now, man.
Oh, my God. This is insane. I can't take it. My head may literally explode. You better wear a raincoat today, cuz.
Yeah?
Yeah, my head just might go.
At least I own one. You don't.
I don't. Weirdo. You're right. You're right. I might just be like Wes and just not care. It's a good way to be. You know? Wes, a good way to be. Right, can we just do it clinically and not care about these dudes?
No. Absolutely not.
Dude, I can't listen to this nonsense.
You put so much time into this,
dude. I can't listen to this nonsense. I can't do it.
I always hear I'm out on sports now. I don't love it as much as I used to, but yet they always crawl back and they watch.
I can't do it, dude. I can't. I can't take this anymore. I can't take these people. They're all clueless. They're all fugazis. You know what? All the money in the world was heaped upon them. And you know what? My reaction was, good for you, man. Good for you guys. But it has left them utterly without a soul, completely clueless. And by the way, the dumbest motherfathers on the planet anyway.
Simo the Savage, bro.
Oh, my God.
He's a savage.
You can't read through this. Oh, that's horrible. Horrible. All right, we're just getting started. We're, you know where we're at? Name this restaurant a bar. What a spot. Street Road, Ben Salem. 2900 Street Road. Name this restaurant a bar. The sports bar and looking for a name.
We got a nice little giveaway for people to come by here tonight.
Yes, we do. Tell them about it, Jonas.
Yeah, we got a pair of Sixers tickets for tonight's home opener against the Nets. So you get to ignore the Ben Simmons drama for 3 hours or, and change watching the Sixers take on the Nets, first home game today. So all you got to do is come on by 2900 Street Road, Ben Salem, and register for your chance to win. That's it. That's all it takes, man. And plus, you get really good food here while you're here.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, you gotta come in and help my man John Tripodi. He's the owner, and he's looking to redo this whole joint, and it's awesome spot.
Yes,
great bones.
Great.
By the way, Scotty Robinson on the gram. Hey, is it Windhorse on the enemy list?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Damn right, Scotty. Put that windbag on the list. Enemy. Enemy. I'm ready to wage war. 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 Cause Radio Tune is just getting started.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Comcast Business Everyday Business, big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. He does a fabulous job covering the Eagles for The Athletic. I got to get him up here because there is a game on Sunday, and it doesn't involve Ben Simmons. His name is Zach Berman. Good afternoon, Zach.
Anthony, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Zachariah. I love Kelsey. Can you tell him that he's the greatest?
I will, and I think there's a lot of people who feel that way today. That was, I've covered the team for 10 years. That was one of the more memorable press conferences for, a Thursday in not necessarily a big game, but he really hit the nail on the head as far as what it takes to be loved in Philly, and I thought what he was saying about Ben Simmons was also prescient.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? Like, and I hope, and I'm praying here, that Ben Simmons is not using the mental card, the emotional issues card. I saw Lane Johnson, the real struggles that Lane Johnson has gone through as an athlete, and I watched that. And I'm sympathetic, and I pray for Lane Johnson and root that he overcomes his issues. And I hope that Ben Simmons isn't going that road, because that just cheapens mental illness.
Sure, and I'm obviously not around the Sixers, so I'm not privy to what's going on there. But I'm talking about the Lane aspect. Yeah, like what you're saying with Lane. And then I've been around here with Brandon Brooks. That's an anxiety more so than but it's all kind of under the same umbrella, if you will, and it's a real thing, and it is something to be taken seriously. So I am with you there.
All right, buddy, let's tackle what's going to happen on Sunday. First of all, interesting press conference with Nick, and Nick was talking a lot about the offense and certain things, aspects of the offense, and he believed that this offense and how it looks has a lot to do with catering to Jalen and what he can do, his strengths and weaknesses as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of of this mini bye, if you will, that they had was trying to figure out what's wrong with the offense, how to maximize Hurts. And, you know, they talk a lot about what Hurts can do on the scripted plays, right? Like they know his ability on off scripted plays, but what they're really trying to do is get him to be more efficient, taking advantage of what he does during those scripted plays. So I would really pay attention to that this week.
Really? It's going to be interesting. So let me ask you, do you think you'll see a lot more Sanders this week?
I think you're going to see more Sanders. I don't think we'll see as much Sanders as would satisfy the fan base, right? You know, I don't think that they're going to come back from this weekend and think they need to run the ball so frequently. And I think with the way the Raiders play defense, you know, they're going to still be a pass heavy team, but I do think they are cognizant of the lack of touches for Sanders. They want to get Sanders the ball. And so what I'm curious to see is do they call more designed runs as opposed to RPOs? Because I do believe Hurts is executing the RPOs correctly. I think more of the issue is that I think defenses want the Eagles to pass the ball, right? I mean, they're loading the box for...
I mean, I talked to a couple of defensive...
Eagles are a heavy RPO team, so they would rather have Hurts pass than run.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of defensive coordinators that were playing the Eagles, and look, to me, it's simple. I give the game plan every week, and you got to... I tell the truth all the time. You play the Eagles, you take away the flats, right? And you force Jalen to beat you down the field.
100%. You know, you hit on the head there. And that's really what I think Sirianni needs to figure out is the predictability they have on offense. Is that because of the way it's the way Sirianni wants to play, or is it because of who their quarterback is? And I don't have a good answer for you that because this is obviously the first year of that Sirianni-Hurts combination. But I do think that, you know, seven games into it now, you need to have that offensive identity. You can't be so predictable. You need to be able to beat teams different ways. And so I'm real curious to see how they look in that regard.
Yeah, me too. I am too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious to see how they look in that way too. The other side of the ball, I got to tell you, Zach, I'm really bothered by it. I don't like Jonathan Gannon's. I don't like his beliefs. Like, I hated the defense. He plays such a passive defense. Years ago, long before you covered the team, the Eagles had a coach by the name of Marion Campbell who ran a bend but don't break defense. And this defense reminds me a lot of that one.
This is not the Jim Johnson defense, right? You know, it's very clear that's not the case. And, I don't think that's going to change much, right? I think Gannon has, you know, I do think, if Gannon's here for an extended period of time and the personnel starts to change, you know, in particular in the middle of the field at linebacker and safety, I think the defense will look different. But as far as this season goes, I think you're going to see what you've seen. And I've said it to you before, against these top quarterbacks, it's going to be long days. And against, you know, weak offensive lines or quarterbacks that don't take to the rush well, then I think, I think they're going to do much better. They've allowed three total touchdowns against Atlanta, Carolina, San Francisco. And then we all know what happened in the other three games. So this is good. I think
that doesn't, like, you get no points from me for that.
What's that?
Like, I don't give you points for, you know, the fact that Sam Darnold was horrible because he had plays to be made in that game, right? I mean,
but the flip side is that I'm not going to kill him if Patrick Mahomes, you know, has a big day against you or Dak Prescott.
But what's the philosophy of playing Darius Slay off the ball the way he does? He's a press corner. And the press corner.
Well, I mean, I would say the overall philosophy is to try to make them beat you on, you know, 10, 12 plays. as opposed to three or four plays. Yeah, I really think, you know, and you got Johnson always wants the quick result.
Like, the more we talk about it, like, the more like I get angry, because I hate this thing. I hate that style of defense. You got to be you can't play passive. You got to be aggressive. You're never gonna get enough turnovers by being passive. Not in this league.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think the way they look at it is that if you force them on these long drives, you can get off the field on third downs, right? You know they can make a mistake on play 8 or play 9. They would much rather that than someone putting it 40 yards over their head.
I know their plan. Like, listen, I would do the same thing against the Chiefs, right? Like, I told Junior the same thing. Like, this is what you got to do against Kansas City. So I would agree with that philosophy, except here's the problem. They still let Tyreek Hill get behind them. So
you're right.
So they failed to execute, right? Like, it was ridiculous. Like, why are you double? Like, see, if you're going to do it, you let Kelce beat you, not Tyreek Hill. And
they
took Kelce away, which didn't make any sense if you're going to attack it that way with a game plan.
And, you know, that's a really good point, because this weekend you see Waller and you see Henry Ruggs, and it's not quite – obviously Kelce and Hill, but you have someone who could beat you deep downfield, and you have that tight end who can really catch high volume passes there. So I imagine this week they're really going to want to try to take over or try to take out Waller. So if Ruggs beats them downfield, that's a bad sign.
How do you see this game?
I actually like this matchup for the Eagles. I mean, first off, I think this is going to be like, you know, I was in LA a few years ago for that Eagles Chargers game when Eagles fans took over. Yeah. I imagine that's what it's going to be like in Vegas.
There's a lot of Eagles fans in Vegas for sure.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of energy in the crowd, and then I think on the field, the offense needs to be more efficient. I think the defense is going to play much better. I don't think Derek Carr is the same quarterback when you get to him, and I think this defensive line can be able to get to him.
To get to him.
Well, you know, I mean, I think they have the advantage. I think they have the advantage on the line of scrimmage.
All right.
I could be wrong. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Raiders line isn't great, but yeah. I got to tell you, I mean, this is where you would need the pressure, but I have no faith that Gannon wants the pressure. So, you know, I'm way more down on this team than you. I got to tell you, I don't think they're. I mean, if we're going to be real and be honest about it, I think they just want to get through it, get kind of acclimated, and then you attack next offseason when you got some real assets. You're going to have multiple number one picks. You're going to have cap space. You know, do you see any more trades happening?
If things go south, absolutely. Right. You know, if they're, I mean, because there's a chance they can be 4-4 going into November. Right. You know, if they beat Vegas and the Lions. But if they look bad this weekend, then, yeah, I could definitely see more trades.
Who do you think goes? Who do you think would be a candidate?
I would look at, you know, some of these guys on 1 year deals, you know, your Steven Nelson's maybe, I mean, it's going to be hard to move Slay. I think you got to look at the,
I wouldn't move Slay.
I don't think they move off any of their offensive linemen just because of age and injuries. But I would look at Slay. I would look at Barnett. Players with expiring deals who you don't know if they're going to be Anthony Harris, those types of players. Nelson, Barnett, Anthony Harris, those types of players.
Right, I knew what you meant. Because I would not move Slay. Slay's an asset that you want to keep going forward, because I think you actually want to try to compete next year. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, who the quarterback is or what the story is going to be, but Slay is an asset that you want to keep.
I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah. Zach, great stuff, buddy. Always love chopping it up with you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
look
it,
next
man.
All What's right. that? Yeah, you got you, it.
Have a safe trip, buddy. Take it easy. Zach Berman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.